This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
As Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, to start us off on this Friday morning. Happy Friday!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
It's rare your hair's that.
I know, yeah, it's one of those things, a couple of songs that when you hear it, you have to join in with little bits.
It's obligatory.
Yeah, it's like
your weekend thing. You know, on the weekend CSI.
Oh, yeah, you know, it is, yeah. And the Fugees, you know the one they go, ready or come. Or ready or come.
Steady on, will you?
Ready or come. Here I am. What's going on? And everyone has to go,
they're great
I'm going to find you. You have to do it, like.
Anyway, well, welcome along. Happy Friday to you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, although we're tired bunnies this morning.
Oh, I'm absolutely banjacks today. Banjacks.
PJ was out hanging out with celebrity chums. Blind boy
and girl over with your celebrities.
He was on the stage last night doing the old blind boy podcast from the pavilions in Dunleary.
I tell you, we got into it there. We were talking about all sorts of personal things and all.
Were you?
Yeah. We're on stage
personal
for nearly
you.
3 hours. Nearly 3 hours we were up
my
there
God.
Talking. Oh my God.
What a podcast that must be. Does he edit it down or does it just go out as it is?
Yes.
Right.
I don't know, man. But I suppose I'll find out now fairly handy when I see the length of it. But God, it was a long one. God, it was a really long one, yeah.
And packed as well and all the rest
packed
of it.
Packed house, yeah. Fairness. Jeez, he's onto something there, I tell you.
He gets some audience, doesn't he?
He really does, yeah. So there's people turned away left, right and centre trying to get in. Absolutely
no way.
Packed, yeah.
Sheep.
Packed house, yeah.
Wow.
Unreal. So there you go. So that was
be something you'll be able to look out for over the next little while. Might be up and all for all we know at the moment. Is the Blind Boy podcast RPJ feature?
No, it wouldn't be up already. Jeepers.
Oh, do they do all sorts of production-y things?
No.
So you're saying it's not. Are you saying it's not on the same level as when you and I do the after show?
Well, they don't have the equipment, you know, that we would have access to here in NASA.
Good,
you know what I mean?
Good
radio.
Good save.
Yeah, they don't have the equipment.
You mean they don't have my phone?
Hey, Jim. I don't know. Is that how it's done? Well, you'll have to give him your phone then. He'll be in later on, I'd say.
He'll drop in, yeah. Blind Boy was looking for Lendy a phone so he can put it on the internet. So
he needs to put something on the net there. He says he heard that Jim's Twitter is the only way to do it.
Anyway, oh God. Listen, good to have you with us, folks. It doesn't look as though Storm Lorenzo delivered quite the devastation.
On the East Coast, but the West Coast got
hammered. The power outages, yeah, but everybody seems okay at the moment.
Thank
at
God
least,
for
yeah.
That.
Yeah, moving on up from M People here at Classic Hits. What is it? It's 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Yeah, it looks as though Lorenzo had an impact on the old power, all right. The old ESB has gone in places. Dan. And Dan 2.0 and Mrs. Dan 2.0, K with an E.
Yeah.
A lot of descriptions in
there's an
people.
Awful anyway. Lot of descriptions. Like, it's great anyway, the way we get to know people.
They're okay, but apparently the power is gone.
Oh,
although,
boo.
Mrs. 2.0 did say that having Dan 2.0 lights up her world anyway.
As in, like, he's a blowhard. Is that what you mean?
Probably. Yeah, but the general consensus seems to be JP has been on and, you know, like, people from the West and stuff and the kingdom and all that.
Yeah.
And everybody seems grand. Bit of debris on the roads here and there.
That's all right. We can live with all of these things.
But so far, it doesn't look like anybody got a severe smacking.
Deadly.
But, if you know otherwise, let us know, by the way. We'll pass it on.
Hopefully our power comes back to you. Yeah. That's a pain in the feckin' legs now. You know what I mean? You'd be thinking to yourself as well, how long do I have to wait? How many of us is there? What was it? 3,000 power outages? Something like
well,
that.
Well, four, according to
four
businesses and thing, and whatever, according to Tara. Mind you, could you believe a word Tara says?
No, really. Ah, yeah, no, she's a very accomplished journalist.
Yeah, she shouted suitable abuse in my ear there.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, very accomplished journalist. She would only give us the facts, so she would.
Anyway, listen, so hopefully it'll all get sorted out pretty darn quick. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. Let's get stuck into the old birthdays for Friday. A selection across Friday and Saturday for PJ to have a go at, including one of his favourites.
And then I saw Aung San Suu Kyi was on it. I don't want to be associated with this pig. So there you go, mate. Have it back. You know, they shouted at me. But I don't know what I can do personally to register my disgust. Not at the role of honour. I understood what a great honour it is.
Yeah.
And so they did. They took her name off. And great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Marty Pants, to tell you something. I'll give him Live Aid. I'll give Mr. Bob Geldof Live Aid.
Right.
Everything after that, he's been a jackass.
So,
Andy,
pre-Live Aid and up to, including Live Aid, you're all right. So you're okay with the Boomtown Rats?
I didn't know anything about the Boomtown Rats. The jury's still out. But I'll tell you something. That just really annoyed me, that thing, when he gave back the freedom of the city. Like, that got under me skin.
Even with that excuse, the whole thing about Aung San Suu Kyi, whatever her name is.
Oh, what about it? You took a knighthood. You took a knighthood. Like, you know what I mean? You're in there with the likes of some of the maddest people and some of the biggest...
George Hill, though.
Yeah. Proper warmongers. Again, a whole litany of them. Not just the one.
Yeah.
And it's only the one.
So he was being a bit selective.
As if only the one makes it okay. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it was a very selective. Yeah, he'd never have done it. He'd never have gone, because he lives over there now.
Yeah.
And he'd never have gone, hey, Queenie, you can stick that where the sun don't shine. He'd never would have done it. But he did done it.
Take that, Bob Geldof.
So there you go. Yes, day over. You was feckin'. Do Live Aid again and all is forgiven. Right, I got to say, Bob Geldof, God, that's... I think he's one of these fellas who's a little bit older than you think he is. Am I right? Like, I think he's like in the late 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. You're
right.
On the right track there.
Jeepers. I'm going to say he's like 66.
Oh, 68.
Right. Oh, jeepers.
Why did you go middle 60s when you said you think he's late 60s?
I doubted myself at the last minute. I pulled the plug. I know, I doubted. Why didn't I? Oh, I was right there or thereabouts. That's him disappointing me again.
Right, come back
that,
to...
Because Bob Geldof is there and he's done that to me now, I'm deciding I'm not going to go into my 60s. I'm handing them back.
Well done. Don't go into your 60s.
I'm going to go 69, 81.
Yeah, because Bob Geldof's in there. Right, Mary Kennedy is celebrating
Mary
her birthday
Kennedy.
Today. Mary Kennedy, who, I mean...
RTE legend.
I was just, yeah, and I mean, you'd have to... Like, how could anybody say anything bad about Mary Kennedy?
Nobody can. We did sketches about Mary Kennedy years ago when we were doing the Jason Bourne show and all. And she's like, it was hard to do because you're really like, you're sending up someone who has given you nothing to send them up.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? She's just been a lovely woman doing
things
on the television.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody would like, she's just like that person that everybody knows is kind of like, you know what? Ah, she's lovely. Aye, she is.
She's the lovely woman, yeah.
Yeah.
The lovely woman on RTE.
Yeah.
That does the lovely programmes.
And if she was on your street and everything, she'd be, you know that lovely woman in number 42? Oh, of course, yeah. Lovely woman.
That's the lovely woman, yeah. What she did? She did Open House and Nationwide. And
Open House?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
No, I remember Open House at the end of the 90s there.
No.
It was a lovely show. Yeah, she did a few up for the match and all. So I got what age now? Here we go. Around the same age as Geldof, probably. 64.
Oh, not bad. 65, not bad.
Right,
at all.
Okay, get back into the game then.
Right, what else have we got? Let's give you a good shot at one, right? Because I know you're a big AC/DC fan.
Yeah, I love AC/DC.
Brian Johnson celebrating his birthday today.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wasn't there something he was throwing out? He was going deaf. Do you remember?
Well, that's hard. It doesn't come as a great shock, really.
But they sort of didn't they throw him out
in
the band?
If you're going to turn your amp up to 11,
yeah. but wasn't there some scandal? He threw him out of the band or something. Because he was going deaf and he was outraged over it. But apparently they didn't communicate with him. Maybe they didn't, he just didn't hear them.
Exactly.
Maybe there was something like that going on. Who knows? But what a singer, man. Like, oh, he was pretty... And like, what a hard job he had too. Bon Scott, of course, the original AC/DC singer. And then he went and everybody thought, he's an irreplaceable. He's an absolute irreplaceable singer. Back in Black album. One of the best rock and roll albums ever. Brian Johnson came marching into the rock and roll scene. Brilliant.
Made it his
Nobody
own.
Ever wore a flat cap like him
no,
either.
No.
Nobody. Nobody ever.
Nobody made it look that cool anyway.
Not a chance in hell. He's brilliant, he is. Absolutely brilliant.
And I tell you, he's not that young a man.
No, he's the same again, is he? 60s, maybe older. Might
older.
Be 70s, yeah. Right. Yeah, I suppose if you're a deaf rock, they're all them lads. Look at Mick Jagger. Yesterday we were chatting about him. 70 odd years old and thinking of starting a pension. I go on to say he's 73.
Oh, for God's sake, you're determined to skin it.
Oh, really?
72.
Oh.
72. Right, what else? We've got a couple of, we have an actress and an actor and an actress left. Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Of course, your favourite movie, Titanic.
This is an attack. You know I'm tired today. And now you're bringing this up. This is an attack on me character. That's what this is.
Oh, you can just see
you're
her
having
there.
A go.
Just picture her when you're trying to figure out her age. Just picture her there standing at the top of the ship there with Leonardo. holding her by the hips.
Holding her by the armpits.
Staring out into the sea.
Yeah. And her thinking, I'll get on and kill him before the end of this movie. Well, you see how I do it too.
Just find me a door.
I'm literally
push him off.
I'm literally going to spoof him up that I can't save his life. Unbelievable. Jeepers, I'll never get over that. 3 hours of my life just gone. Gone like
I
that.
I think what it was like for poor old Kate Winslet. It took her months to make it.
True enough. I think it was easier to be on the original Titanic than watch the movie. I got to say, Kate Winslet is 45.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ah, stop.
44.
You're messing.
No. Is that three or four of them?
That's three off the post.
Three of them, like, literally 1 year away.
Flipping hell.
And I don't know how you'll deal with this last guy, because it's kind of, I think the most famous thing he's done outside of blooming Neighbours or something was that... Priscilla Queen of the Desert. Guy Pearce.
Oh, Guy Pearce, yeah. Well, Neighbours is his thing. And then he did Priscilla Queen of the Desert. And everybody says...
He was in a good movie about some sort of, about corruption, I think, in the cops.
That's right. What was that again?
LA Confidential? No.
No, that's...
Sean Connery being exactly the same.
Yeah. Right, what was that then?
What was it again? Oh, it was a brilliant movie.
Yeah. And he was hunting out corrupt cops,
wasn't he? Yeah, he was like the cop for the cops, yeah. Oh, that was a great movie. I can't think of the name of it. For the life of me, I can't think of the name of it. Because he got a bad deal. He did Neighbours. And then he was and he left Neighbours. And then he did Priscilla Queen of the Desert. And for years.
Yeah.
Years.
He got nothing.
But all anybody ever said about him was, he's such a fantastic actor. He really is. He's such a fantastic actor. I mean, his skills. What we didn't know on Neighbours. And he shot absolutely fantastic. He was there. Well, I'm an unemployed actor. If somebody would like to give me a job, I would really appreciate it. Because he didn't work for a long, long time. Yeah. And all everyone was doing was walking around telling him how brilliant he was. Yeah. Imagine how frustrating that
is. You're great. Well, can I have a job? Oh, sure, I wouldn't have anything up to your ability.
I couldn't
write a movie good enough for you.
You're overqualified.
No, seriously, I'll do anything.
No, I'd be mortified. No, I'm going to give it to some lad who costs half, you know. What age is he, though? I'd say he's like 52.
Yeah! At last!
Finally!
At last!
Finally!
Oh, by the way,
Roland
is saying we're right with LA Confidential. That was the name of the movie.
Oh, really?
We'll have to look it up.
Was it a remake or then, or what it was? Maybe.
I don't know. Somebody's saying he was in The King's Speech as well. I don't remember his part
in
that.
Is he in that?
I don't remember his part in that.
No, neither do I. That's a very funny film.
Let's finish on a high. Guy Pearce, 52. Well done, you. Tara, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
How are you this morning? Are you a little disappointed that you don't have more to report about Lorenzo, eh?
No, I'm more filled
secretly.
No, really, genuinely, this is good news. It wasn't as bad. I saw on Twitter first thing this morning, our good friend Alan from Carlow Weather, he was saying that the biggest gust was recorded in Mayo last, about 3 o'clock this morning.
Right.
107, so that's significantly below the 130 that had been predicted. Yeah. I'm more worried about the storm that's going to be happening in the Duggan household later on.
Oh, it's junior cert results, is it?
Oh, junior cert results.
Now that's a storm. Wait till the junior certs hit town tonight. Well, now they'll find out what a storm is.
How many people?
No, they're not hitting town. They're hitting my house.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm doing the house party thing.
Oh my God.
I know. It seemed like such a good idea when they got me at a weak moment.
They'll never keep up with you, Tara. You're all right. They'll never keep up with you.
I've been told I've been relegated to the bedroom.
Oh, you're joking.
And I did say to my son, I said, like, I am going to have to come down at some point in time in the evening, you know, and make myself a cup of tea or get myself... No, he says, I'll get you a mini fridge. I'll borrow me mate's mini fridge. You can stay in your room.
Oh, my God. You've been sent to your room by your kids.
I've been sent to be room by my
That's
teenager.
That's hilarious.
That's brilliant.
So wish me well.
Oh, my God.
About 15 of them arriving in my house this evening.
Oh, good
That'll
luck
be
with
fantastic.
That.
You know what's going to happen, don't you, as well? Tara's going to get a phone call later on from one of our mates or something. And she's going to have to say... I'm not allowed out.
Yeah.
Are you coming out? No, I can't go out. They won't let me out.
I'm not allowed out. What about tomorrow? I'll ask them if they're finished.
Yeah, just send me a text.
Yeah, sorry, I can't go out tomorrow either.
I might end up putting sheets, tying sheets together and doing a Rapunzel out the back window or something just to get out.
It's brilliant.
Go back to your youth there. Escape.
Escape.
Can't wait. Even on Saturday, our mates were there going, are you coming out now?
She's like, I can't. Me son wants me to stay in and do the washing up.
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 4th of October. It's just, almost 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Jamiroquai, Cosmic Girl, that was your Get Up and Go song on this Friday morning. Budgie and Fox Rock is wondering whatever happened to Jamiroquai.
I don't know what happened to Jamiroquai.
Kind of, yeah, he just sort of went invisible all of a sudden.
He got very cranky for a while.
Did he? What was he moaning about?
Well, I don't blame him. People, you know the way he was mad into his fancy cars?
Yeah, like, supercar jobs.
And journos would kick them.
What? No,
yeah, did you never see those videos? Journos would kick his car or knock off his car deliberately.
To annoy him.
To get a reaction out of him because they knew he'd always react. So
would they do any damage, like a scrape or anything?
No, they sort of pretend they were just trying to get close and then they'd fall into it and everything on purpose to make...
Oh my God.
And no, and he'd get real upset. So he reacted really badly and attacked a couple of journos and all that way back in the day. And then he just kind of seemed to go into himself and not do anything anymore. So I think he just got to hate the public spotlight, I think.
I wonder, did he get fed up after the first 10 or 20 million?
Yeah. See, it's very easy to get fed up working, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've got...
After the first 5, 10 million, I'd probably struggle myself.
How many million-dollar sports cars do you need, I suppose? Yeah. That's a part of it too, maybe.
That's a classic of, like, where did it all go wrong for Jamiroquai?
Yeah.
That was after he had that 14th Ferrari.
It's an awful shame, isn't it? A fella living the peaceful life with millions and millions
out of
the
public eye with no financial concerns and, you know, everything his heart could desire. But I mean, is he happy?
Well, it went wrong, didn't it? God, now I just feel sad. I had to pay me insurance yesterday. Oh my God, that was an awful thing to have to do. It's going up again, the L car insurance.
Oh, don't start talking about insurance.
It's
one of my major pet hates.
Well, you brought it up, I said. Yeah.
I'm getting the blame for it. As Tara mentioned, of course, all the junior cert results out today. A few people looking to, somebody wants us to wish Jennifer Dowling and all of her mates the very best of luck. I doubt if they're up now, are they? What time's it at? What time do they get them at? 9 o'clock, is it?
I'd say so. I can't imagine it being any earlier than that.
Right.
It's been a long time since I got results and there was no such thing as the internet when they were out.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to call up and ask for them. So I don't know what the story is at all. I imagine it's 9 o'clock. You can go online and sort of
I think it's later if you go online.
Oh, is it?
And then, but if you want to actually toddle along to your school.
Oh, really? Right, okay, there you go.
I should really have paid more attention when Tara was saying.
Actually, look, I didn't pay attention when I was doing the exam. I'm hardly going to pay attention when someone else is.
You text in about Guy Pearce. Apparently we were right. It was a guy called Lieutenant Ed Exley in LA Confidential. That was the movie.
Oh, right, okay.
It was a great movie.
That was a cracking movie, yeah.
And brilliant. Actually, I kind of remember this one. Ronan was on again to say that there's a movie called Memento.
Oh, that's a very good movie.
Is that the one where he leaves the post-it notes?
Yeah.
He keeps having to remind himself.
That's the one. That's a very good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. There's a couple of movies I knew.
See? Oh, no way. You know how does... Isn't that the weirdest? What a weird selection of movies. Jim, who's never seen, like, The Godfather or Jaws.
I've seen Jaws about 8 million times.
That's why he's seen nothing else. Yeah. He just keeps watching Jaws.
The man keeps making me watch Jaws and Jurassic Park over and over and over again.
Anyway. There you go. So you've seen all Guy Ritchie's movies, Jaws and Jurassic Park.
I've seen LA. Yeah, that's a. I've suddenly realised my film history includes a lot of Guy Ritchie.
That's unreal.
Have I seen Priscilla? I suppose I have seen Priscilla Queen. I have definitely. Have I seen it all start to finish? I wonder. That's the thing with me. Do you ever get that with movies, where you know you've seen a movie, but you're just not quite sure if you've seen all of it?
Yeah, they're going. I know I started, and I definitely know the end of it.
Yeah,
but did I stay in the room? I don't know.
Yeah, because you can turn around, and you can say that's where you know he does. He dresses in the thing, and he does. And they do the thing with the music and the thing. And people go, yeah. No, I'm not sure if I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not sure now. You just explained it. Yeah. And it's the bit, you know, when they get into the car and your man says, what's the story, Jack? I'm not sure, man.
I'm like that with loads of movies.
Yeah.
Loads of movies.
That's anyway. Because you'd only be half looking at them. You'd be looking out the window. Just wanting to be somewhere else.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. Hopefully you're in good form. Hopefully Storm Lorenzo didn't have too much of an impact on you. I know there's power gone in a lot of places around, but hopefully it hasn't affected you too much and you're looking forward to the weekend. Whatever it is for your work, rest or play, hopefully it's going to be a good one. We've got loads going on. Final set of tickets for Simple Minds up for grabs today.
Yeah.
Chance to win yourself a fabulous weekend break a couple of nights away to the Fernhill House Hotel. And all you've got to do is score 9 on the breakfast table quiz. That doesn't often happen as a Friday.
Never really happens. So there you go. 9 under double numbers and you can be the winner of the whole lot this week. So there you go. It's well worth having a shot.
And we're going to have a bash of course at the Hitbit in around about an hour's time. Are we rounding it up to anything? What is it? It's 8.40, is it? Or?
Yeah, well, we can do an 8.50. Why not for the Friday? That's it. We can do an 8.50. Yeah, let's do that then.
That's the kind of generous souls we are.
Telling you about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you want to get involved in any or all of that, 087-188-0008. Yeah, Kenny Loggins at Footloose, Outkast, and Hey Ya ahead of that. Hey Ya to Kim. Hi to Kim today. Apparently it's her last day in work after 6 years.
Wow.
Suzanne, her sister, wants to wish her the best of luck in the new job. So all the very best with it, Kim. For the rest of us, on the way after 7 o'clock, of course, it's all about the hit bit.
All about the hit bit. It's going to be that extra few fivers, 850 quid. And we also got films that can age you prematurely. Seems like we were just talking about Jim's once. Figure out what's happening.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
REM, Losing My Religion here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. Hopefully you're one of the lucky ones who was untouched by Storm Lorenzo. Or if you were touched by it, hopefully it'll be sorted out for you soon. Power back or whatever else.
Hopefully it was only a light slap.
Exactly.
And that it won't,
a gentle brushing.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. No, it won't last too long. Not too much damage. It doesn't look like there was a lot of damage done. Power outages
thankfully,
and all that.
Thankfully, thankfully. Yeah. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're looking forward to a cracking weekend. We were just chatting about movies there. Briefly, because we mentioned it was a couple of movie kind of actors' birthdays today. Kate Winslet and Guy Pearce was the one we were mentioning about.
Yeah.
And some of his movies. And it turns out that movies have, well, we know movies have a massive impact on you, but who knew that they would age you?
Oh, this is the type of story I love because it's so absolutely ridiculously nonsensical. You think you're doing the right thing. You think, you know, there's something to yell age, I'm not getting any younger, I'm going to stay indoors, you know, going to look after myself, going to have some healthy dinner and watch a movie.
Watch a movie.
Sit in, stay out of trouble. Little
did
you know.
It's the worst thing you could do.
Little did you know the movies you are watching are making you older by the minute. Little
your movies
you
are
know.
Making you older.
Your movies are making you older.
Yeah.
This is the thing, the Silence of the Lambs. The Shining, Jaws, they're all making you older. They're putting years on your face.
My God.
Turning you into a haggard yellow witch there. Unbelievable, yeah.
And the amount of times I've been made watch Jaws.
I tell you something.
Loves Jaws. She watches it over and over and over again. You're saying every time we watch it, we get a little older.
Now you have an explanation for...
Oh, my God.
Maybe something. They studied 2,000 people, right? And they revealed the movies that cause us to laugh, to frown, and to have, you know... a general bit of terror in our faces. And these things are like real life and can be compared to our own real life experiences. And therefore, it ages the face. Unbelievable. So they have a now made, they've taken the movies that are most likely, right, in this particular genres, because it's comedy, thrillers and horrors that are the ones that can really put years in your face.
Comedies can do it as well.
Because you're
laughing. They give you laughter lines.
Laughter lines, yeah. Frown, laugh, and ha ha ha. You think you're having a good time. Little do you know, Jim, that you're actually assaulting your face with age.
Oh my.
Every time you crack
God.
A smile. There was an amazing thing on Instagram yesterday, actually. One of these, you know, the way the influencers to be on. There was an influencer on, I'm not even making this up, right?
Right.
She was on Instagram yesterday, and she was saying, with laughing being so destructive to your face, right?
Right.
You know, laughing is so destructive to your face and it makes you age so prematurely. And she was doing a demonstration on Instagram of how to laugh only using the lower part of your face.
So that you don't get your laughter lines,
so you
your
don't
crow's
get
feet,
yeah. Anything. So that you only laugh from the cheek down.
So you basically look like you've been Botoxed from your nose up.
Yeah, she was doing a demo, yeah. This is the world we live in.
So I just realised then, on this basis then, you're basically... I mean, You're bad for me, man. You're bad for the rest of the nation.
I'm bad for myself, yeah.
If you're making us older, man. You're aging us.
Because if you don't think I'm funny, you definitely think it's horrifying that I'm getting away with it. So it's all bad.
Right, so what are we going for here? Are we going for a top 10 or are we just going
for
a selection?
No, there's too many.
Movies?
I'd
too
say
many,
we'd have
right,
to go for some select ones because there's the 3 genres and all. We'll skip through the comedies first, I suppose. So Airplane up there is one of the most...
great movies.
Ages your face, don't you? puts years
you
on
know
you.
That was one of my favourites. Just it can tell on your face, Jim.
Yeah, it's written
I can
on.
Tell by your face. Airplane's yeah. one of your best
You got
movies.
A face like Knock Airport.
And then you got, stop, you're making me older.
Sorry, Jim. I'm very sorry. Then there's Bridesmaids, The Hangover, Monty Python's Life of Brian, and for some reason, it's probably because you cry as well, is Bridget Jones' Diary. Is up there as number one of the level of the comedies that can crease your face. Wow. I suppose anything that makes you laugh and cry, disaster. Disaster. Disaster.
Yeah.
Just go out and stand face first into a storm. You do less damage to your face.
Absolutely.
Get onto a motorbike with no helmet and let the breeze tear you apart in the rain. Less damage. Then they say the most gripping thrillers. So Terminator's up there. I thought I wouldn't say Terminator. It's not
thriller.
A thriller.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have classified that as a thriller.
Doesn't even count as a thriller. The Bourne Identity.
Good movie.
Never seen any of them.
Wow.
Die Hard.
Well, again,
Die Hard's making your face old.
I mean, action movie, but not really a thriller, though.
Yeah, are you starting to see the flaw of the science
yeah,
of this?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And The Sixth Sense. Yeah,
great.
That's quality. That's a horror movie, if you ask me. That's the only movie ever I ran out of a cinema screaming, ever, as an adult. The Silence
Well,
of
no,
the,
there was that one with Titanic. It was just for a very different reason.
I should have ran out screaming. I should have. My problem with Titanic is I stayed to the end thinking nothing could be this bad.
But at least it didn't age your face.
It didn't age. Well, yeah, it didn't age my face, actually. It was the most. Not. It's the most unreactive.
You stood there blank-faced.
Blank-faced for about 3 hours. So if I watched it every day, I'd be beautiful. Silence of the Lambs, the number one there. And then when it comes to the horror films, I kept horrors last. Look, let's be honest. Halloween is coming, right?
Yeah.
We're all getting into the spirit of it, except for Mike, who hates it. That's Grant. You hate Halloween. Yeah, yeah, look, he just heard his name.
Yeah, excuse me, what is that? Yeah, actually, you're right there.
He's there, what's he going? Oh, no, it's Grant, fair enough, yeah, I do. So here you go, Jim, this is why you're in trouble. Jaws, number 5.
Oh, my God.
Jaws making your head old. Sixth Sense is in here as well as a horror. Thank God for that, because now it explains my problems. The Exorcist, number 3.
Ooh.
Alien. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty terrifying. And The Shining. So if you really want to put years on someone, you're feeling a little bit like you want to mess with someone's day, if you want to put a few wrinkles on someone's face, and you want to absolutely, like, you know, if you want to basically, I don't know how to do this, The Shining is the one that makes you older.
Yeah,
it was such a ridiculous list, let's be honest. So now the only way to not be old is to take all the joy out of life.
Exactly.
That's it. You can't sit home and experience
basically
it,
have
not
no,
even through TV,
no form of highs of emotion. Don't be
of
very happy
kind.
Don't be very happy and laughy.
Don't be very
scared and
ooh. Don't get thrilled. Don't get excited.
Thrilled. Yeah, exactly.
Don't feel excitement or anything. All you need
but
to
you
do
need, you need to Botox your emotions so they don't move.
Yeah,
you just sit there blank.
That's it. Beautiful, boring people. That's what the world needs more of, isn't it? Beautiful, boring.
Now you
people.
You better roll back now. No more comedy for the rest of the show, right? No more being funny because you're literally putting years on people.
I mean, people have said that
about you before.
Yeah.
That PJ Gallagher, I tell you something, he put years on you, would absolutely put years on you.
Yeah, me ma said that.
Yeah, boy meets girl, waiting for a star to fall. It's almost 7:22. Happy Friday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, 4th of October. Hitbit on the way. Actually, loads still to come today. Lots of winning to be done. Hitbit on the way in about a half an hour. We got a breakfast table quiz, which, as we mentioned earlier, only 8 to beat to get yourself a fabulous hotel break. That's pretty cool. Doesn't happen very often on a Friday that you could win it with just 9.
Yeah, there you go. So this is the day to have a go.
This is the one
absolutely
for
the day to do it.
And, of course, last to the Simple Minds tickets. Get the last to the Simple Minds
tickets.
Yeah,
there you go. The last pair to give away. Brilliant. I was hoping to know.
Have we decided, actually, Michael, if we're doing that on CSI, the Simple Minds? We are doing it on CSI.
There you
right?
go. So CSI, we got that. It's the last day today. If you're hanging on. 9 o'clock, we're starting that.
Cool ability.
Giving away Simple Minds tickets. It's going to be they only go on sale today at 9 o'clock, actually.
At 9 o'clock, yeah. So we'll have given away our last pair, I suppose, as they go on sale. And if you want to get involved in any of that or just give us a shout for any reason, 087-188-0008, totally free in the old WhatsApp. Thanks a million, Tara, 25-8. This is, of course, the Hitbit. As you know, at this stage, been around with us for quite a few months at this stage, and it's gotten up to 840 officially, but, I mean, you're dealing with seriously generous souls here.
You are. An extra fiver each.
Oh.
No messing here. in cash.
On a Friday.
On a Friday. Throw it in.
Come 800, on.
850 quid is what we're going to give you if you get the hit bit this morning. So 087-188-0008. Give us a WhatsApp now, actually. Mm. Don't send us your guest. Just send us that you want to play and we'll get on to you.
Yeah, and you can have a look at classichits.ie at this stage, especially when the money is good. Classichits.ie has all the previous guesses so you know what to avoid. And more importantly, you can listen to that on the website as often as you like. Head away. What is love here at Classic Hits. 20 to 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Friday 4th of October here at Classic Hits. In fact, funnily enough, Friday 4th of October in most places.
Yeah.
Right, listen. When it comes to rock stars, right? A general kind of, you know, famously rock star celebrity type people. Paul McCartney's generally regarded as one of the sort of the nicer end, isn't
he? You would
he?
Think so, yeah.
He's not one of the sort of mad lads that did...
Far from it.
Well, at least we didn't find out about a lot of what he did. He seemed like one of those kind of down-to-earth type rock stars.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's down-to-earth now, but definitely not obnoxious style.
Yeah.
And he's been photographed doing a despicable act. Oh, he's in serious trouble.
Prepare yourself here, people.
He was spitting on the street.
What an animal.
Absolutely outrageous. They all say, and we all thought John Lennon was the gobby one, says the newspapers. Oh, here he is, they say, in brackets, Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that, a knight of the realm.
And they wrote, the 77-year-old granddad stunned passers-by with his despicable act in public.
It makes it sound like he was flashing or
it
something.
It really does. It looks like he was running around baring himself to people. He was headlining Glastonbury this year, so it says that. It also says, so, if you're going to his next gig, take a brolly in case you're standing in front of the stage.
I mean, it's like, so to be fair, spitting is a bit disgusting, right?
It is, but you know what I mean?
Gobbing on the street is a bit disgusting.
It is disgusting, it is.
But there's, I mean, that is definitely a slight overreaction.
Come on.
To say the least.
So obviously, he's not walking around just... spitting on people. He's obviously
he was caught out. Yeah.
And we've all got caught out. We all have. And look, Shirley, what's the crack? It's flu season. It's all beginning.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that.
Yeah, people, you have to go and get your jabs.
Sneezing and spitting their germs into the world.
Maybe he didn't get his jabs on time and he's starting to get an ill dose. You don't know, like, because it is that time. I have never gotten it. This is the year I go out to get my flu jab.
I'm the same. I literally made the decision I'm going to do it this year.
Right, you see?
What's the significance for you?
Mike harping on about it. He made me all paranoid about it. Mike, he gets it every year.
Do you get it every year, Michael?
Yeah, I've gotten it every year for the last 3 years.
Wow.
And I maintain it's the best thing I've ever done.
But he doesn't look well, PJ.
I know.
Is this a good idea?
But lads.
Extenuating him.
Can I just tell you something?
Right.
Now, I'm no expert, right?
Right.
But you don't need the flu jab.
Okay, you're going to have to know. You needed some evidence now for this.
But as far as I'm aware, right, I'm under the at-risk category, right?
What's that now?
Respiratory issues, asthma.
Oh, right? Okay, right.
So you have to tick off a thing on the sheet. Right. So I'm actually there. I'm not just getting a...
There's not a special hipster category or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Particularly at risk. Because they're sort of, you know...
But...
Pasty looking types.
Do you have any heart issues? Do you have any... respiratory problems, anything like that?
No,
not that I'm aware of.
See, as far as I'm aware, now someone may correct me,
right.
Hopefully a medical person, but you don't necessarily need it.
Yeah. I have to say that, because you know I had the head cold.
I didn't mention it much,
but you know I had a head cold for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Obviously, you probably didn't even notice,
No,
really,
we didn't notice that, Jim. You never said it, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's almost like, yeah, he never brings it up, yeah. Like my birthday.
PJ's birthday and my head colds. Wow, what a combination. Anyway, but the doc said, definitely. In fact, the doctor said he gets it himself.
Oh, well then I'm totally wrong.
No, but you'll be right. There is the at-risk thing. There's old people, hipsters. What else goes into that?
Well, hold on a minute. How much was your flu vaccine?
€20.
Well, I'm not spending €20 if I don't need it. Oh, we need to get to the bottom of this now.
Oh my God, don't let me put out misinformation.
To the bottom of this now. €20, I'm not spending €20 if I don't need it.
Oh,
Maybe it's just for hipsters
calm
and ancient
down,
people.
Calm down. Lisa's been on to say, feel free to come into Boots in Liffey Valley and we'll look after you with the flu jab.
Okay, now again, that's...
I don't think Lisa realises that all Classic Hits listeners are about to descend.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Boots
everybody.
In Liffey Valley.
That's my local chemist.
Where's Lisa? She was saying she'd look after me with the flu jab.
But I still don't want to have to go through the unnecessary trauma.
It's a needle, you lunatic. Yeah, don't be such a wuss.
But what if I don't need a needle, you lunatic? What if it's just for...
You just said a minute, you'd made up your mind this was going to be the year.
Because I thought I needed it. But now he's after convincing me that maybe I don't.
No, no, don't let me convince... Don't listen to anything I ever say.
And PJ, come on, you are old. You're the oldest, but you are old. Come on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You're both in the old category. It might be worth looking at. But other than that...
I'm in the old category.
Well, yeah.
I am.
Maybe 45. Yeah.
What's that got to do with it? That's not old.
That's basically the next... Like, it goes 45, 50. That's the way it goes. So you're... You know what I mean?
Well, I will say now, Rob was in this morning. You know Rob that works here?
Yeah.
And he was saying that apparently the newspaper has that it's the worst case of flu... Or the worst flu strength or something. Wasn't that something like that he was saying?
Yeah, apparently they track it from Australia.
They track it from us, that's what he was saying, from Australia. And that this flu season looks like it's going to be a real dinger.
Yeah.
A banger. So if you are susceptible for the flu, it's definitely the time to go and get it. So, Jim, you need it 100%. Mike, he has it. Of course he needs it. And then look, now here's people. The flu jab is only for L ones. So no. I don't know.
Hope Dave and Lockree gets a massive dose of the flu now. They're saying that. Dave and Lockree be on his flu bed. Oh, why didn't I get the jab?
Who knows? Yeah. We need medical professionals to tell us if
can't
this
do
is
any harm anyway. Can it? Can't but do any.
Well, it can take 20
quid. And the ads keep saying. It doesn't give you the flu.
No, it doesn't, because everyone thinks you get sick on it.
I know.
Sometimes you get sick while it's trying to work.
Do you
want me to get someone medical on it?
Go on, why not?
Yeah, go on then, because we need to get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
Now, hang on a second. I really see now, Michael gets somebody medical on. We'll go, hello, we go, hey, it's Dr. Nick. And he'll be like, what the hell? Journey, don't stop believing. Right, we need very quickly a decision made. Folks, we need a decision made on what style you're going to do the Hitbit jingle in.
Oh, God, yeah.
What's it going to be? Any suggestions?
Rap. I go for rap.
Oh, God.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Yeah.
Hit Bit.
Yeah, boy.
That's
off. I didn't know what to do. I had no idea what to do.
Yeah, basically, I could have just thrown in any sort of yo-yo-yo hit bit.
Yo-yo-yo, 850 euro gonna go.
There, that was better.
Oh, God, that's so bad. Okay, so
we sprung that on you a bit.
Yeah, that was harsh.
Sprung that on you a bit.
I failed miserably.
Let's get stuck into this.
God, oh, sorry, I'm actually dumbstruck. I'm so embarrassed with myself.
Now you know how I feel every morning.
Yeah, oh, I hope it happens again. 850 quid is what we're going to make it today. It should be 840, but you know us. It all sounds like this. And that's the money you get if you get that little hit bit. Lorraine King in Dublin is going to go first. Hi, Lorraine.
Hiya.
How are you getting on, Lorraine?
Happy Friday, Lorraine.
I'm good, How are you?
Well, obviously super. Not great now, to be honest.
Come here, is it work, rest or play for you this weekend, Lorraine? What are you up to?
Well, my dad retired, so we're having a dinner.
It'll be play then, it'll be party time. Good stuff.
Exactly.
Right, so you want the money, what you gonna say, hey? What do you think it is?
Is it Stevie Wonder Superstition?
So, great show. Right.
Great show.
Well, Lorraine, how are you anyway? You're well this morning, are you?
I'm good.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
I suddenly feel redeemed.
Exactly. Your embarrassment has just flown out the window.
Yes, God.
See what I do for you, PJ. See what I do.
Thank
for you.
Taking the hit.
Unlucky, Lorraine. Keep at it. Have a good Friday. Peace. Take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Oh, thank God.
See now, you've encouraged him. He went for that. He gave you two lines there.
Almost washed, I feel now. Is it Anne Rowan next in Dublin? Hey, Anne.
Hi, PJ. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Have you any weekend plans ahead?
No, not at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right. Just going to take it easy, yeah?
Yeah.
But in fairness, if the sort of tail end of Lorenzo keeps whipping around. Although, nothing really happened. Did you see Anne?
No, but the rain is a bit heavy now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, let's give you some sitting in money. What do you think it is, Anne?
Peter Andre's Mysterious Gift.
Great stuff, right.
No. It's not right.
See, no, short and to the point. That works, Michael. That works.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Take care of yourself, Anne. Have a good day. Cheers.
Bye.
Right, so hit bit back at 20 to 5. Magic Mike is going to stay with us because we're about to unveil a brand new feature, aren't
this
we, Michael?
Is very exciting, lads. Very exciting.
There could even be singing in it for you, PJ.
Oh, brilliant.
Snap, rhythm is a dancer here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Friday, 4th of October. It's just 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, free to do it on the WhatsApp. And that's actually what we're going to kind of ask you to do, because we want you to take part in this, because it's a new feature that Magic Mike has invented for the show, right? And I did say to PJ that he might like it because there would be a bit of singing involved, right?
Yeah.
Now, Magic Mike is here at the moment. He's currently filming. He's doing a Facebook Live. We're just waiting on Janice to arrive. Janice! Janice! Right. Anyway.
There she is.
Well done. Welcome, Janice. Hey, look, it's Janice! Anyway, we're about to do this.
Biscuits and TV.
So there you go. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that again, right? Just what I want you to listen to is the PJ Gallagher bits at the end of it.
No, it's definitely you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Oh. Biscuits and TV.
I thought that was Mike.
No, it's what you, Defo.
Oh,
definitely
God's
you. Right, Biscuits and TV. Mike, what the heck is this? What is it?
Lads, here's the thing, right? So over the past while, all we're hearing in every office, in every household, everywhere is the topic of conversation, the water cooler moment is, what are you watching on Netflix?
Yeah.
Have you seen Power?
Compare. You look at, it's like looking for new things all the time.
Yeah, so that's what everyone's talking about. It's kind of gone from, did you see the match last night? Did you binge?
As for us United fans,
because then you have to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
So basically, what you're saying is that it's this constant thing of like, I'm after finishing watching.
Yeah, I'm just after finishing Orange is the New Black.
Exactly.
And I'm looking for something new.
And also, there's the whole FOMO thing. There's the fear of missing out.
Big time.
Because you constantly hear
people. I'm glad you explained that to me.
Yeah, I know.
I thought he was swearing at me there.
Not at all, yeah.
I thought he was saying bold words.
FOMO. FOMO is what
it is,
Jim.
Well, FOMO.
Fear of missing out, yeah. And so you kind of fear you're missing out on various shows
that people
are saying they're binging or whatever. So I figured, right, that we, as a collective, and I'm talking about you two,
right,
I'm talking about Janice here filming, I'm talking about all the listeners right around the country, have to get together, not like a book club, but like a TV club.
Yeah, I'm into this, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's the combination involved.
See the way Mike tried to make it sound so different.
It is,
a book club, like a TV club.
But it is going to be different because it's biscuits on TV. So there's two of our favourite things. Sitting down and watching TV and getting into movies is nothing without a particular snack. We're biscuit crazy.
So
in this
do you
place.
Have to match your biscuit? Is it like one of these wine things?
Cheese and wine. Yeah, absolutely.
So you have to match
is.
Your biscuit to your.
Absolutely. It's got to be a complimentary occasion. Like even with particular genres. You know what I mean? Nothing goes better with comedy than a Jaffa cake. A bourbon cream is great for a horror. You know, there's certain things that are very obvious. When you're watching soap offers custard creams, you know, there's a very obvious level playing.
Wow.
What's about
I think it might be more obvious to you than to the rest of the nation.
I don't.
DJ.
Well, Jim, you know what I mean? I'm just putting it out there. I think that there's.
So, okay, so how are we going to do. So, we're looking, obviously, I assume, straight off the bat, we're going to look for this sort of the must see, lads, you must watch this kind of thing.
Not really. It can be also something a bit quirky as well.
Like, right.
Lots
Thank
of people
God.
Every morning text in various things. Have you seen this? Have you seen that? Or have you seen the other? So if you're watching something at the moment or you
like the time
it,
you came in with that suggestion about the Japanese tidying woman.
Which.
He's still mad about that.
Yeah.
I know. I could watch a call. I got a bit fed up with that at the end.
Oh, right.
She started to annoy
There's only
me.
So much clothes folding.
It sort of annoyed me because she started doing stuff about kids and she said, and you put it in the boxes and they go in the boxes. And I was like, but it's going to come out of the box. Because that's what happens in our house. So this is pointless. Anyway, whatever with that. There's also a Japanese reality show that I thought was worth watching. But if anyone has a suggestion.
Everybody's watching the rugby in Japan and he's on about reality TV shows and folding sheets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's all about the cleaning these days, lads.
Yeah, we need a very bland, rich tea going. See the way you'd have it? I'd recommend a rich tea for his. Fear of missing out. Yeah.
I told Jim also, here would be my suggestion.
Right, okay.
But you don't have to take this. It's a documentary, right? Now, don't laugh, but it's about cricket. Right, and it's called Cricket Fever, and it's about the Mumbai Indians, and it
Look
is
at
so
the face
good.
On
no,
PJ
PJ, you don't understand. You see, he's jumping to a conclusion already. I suggest that and some chocolate biscuits.
Right. Chocolate biscuits.
Chocolate lip biscuits. Right. Yeah.
Right, so here's the story, right? So what we need is a suggestion, and it can be of any genre, right? So it doesn't have to be a box set, doesn't have to be a movie. It can be any sort of a thing that you think is a cracking watch that the rest of the nation could watch.
We have to have access to it.
So it has to be on what?
It has to be on Netflix, let's be honest.
Yeah, what about people who don't have Netflix?
Netflix or Now TV. Anyway, where else would you get a cricket documentary on a chocolate biscuit?
Should we have called this biscuits and Netflix?
Yes.
Like, so we're,
it doesn't go we, with the song.
Are we excluding normal telly?
Well, we are if you're putting cricket documentaries into it.
Yeah. From Mumbai.
It's not exactly a cricket documentary. It's about the multi-billion dollar industry that the cricket industry is.
Right. Yeah, I won't be buying a chocolate a biscuit and going back to watch that anytime soon, to be honest.
Right, well, let's see what happens. Right. Let's just throw it open to the wisdom of crowds. The nation will decide. 087-188-0008. We want a, you know, what is it? A must-see program, whatever it is, whether it's a series or a documentary or whatever. It doesn't matter.
I've loads.
And we need the biscuit as well.
What's the last
we need the complimentary biscuit.
The last one Jim watched, probably Dallas. No.
Actually, I was telling you. I watched that Porndemic the other day.
Yes. You see.
It's a documentary. It's a bit like your cricket documentary. It doesn't have really anything to do with the name that the title would suggest.
Right, okay.
Just to be absolutely clear.
Just as well.
And I can't remember the biscuit I had with it, though. That's the only thing.
I was going to say something there.
You were going to say a chocolate finger. Shut up!
Sounds like a hard to digestive.
It was a hobnob. Classic Hits, 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. By the way, what we didn't mention, right, the idea behind all of this,
we didn't make a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, it's worth hearing PJ sing again. Well, listen out for them.
Biscuits and TV.
Anyway, what we didn't explain is the idea behind this, similar to a book club, even though Magic Mike went out of his way to point out it's nothing like a book club, is the idea that once we pick something, right, from your suggestions, that we all watch it, and then next week we'll actually talk about it, and the nation will decide whether or not it was any good, right?
Yes.
That's the way it's going to go.
That is the way it's going to go.
We'll discuss it, we'll pin it, and we all go and watch it, you included, right? And by you, I mean you, the nation of Ireland.
And we'll do our recommended biscuit then as well.
Exactly. Right, so some of this quick suggestions, there's loads, right? So Magic Mike and Janice and all that are going to go through it, right? And we'll pin our colours. But
some great ones coming in. I've seen a lot.
So somebody's saying Mindhunter on Netflix.
That is fantastic.
And you need to have it with Mikado.
Yeah, that very, very good recommendation there now.
Right, okay. What else we got? Schitt's Creek.
Love it.
With a Kimberly's selection box. Kimberly's selection box.
I didn't know there was such a thing. What a great recommendation with a comedy as well, because you don't have to pay full attention. You can give it 50-50 on the old biscuit selection.
Paul in Tyrrellstown says The Spy with Sacha Baron Cohen. That does look good.
I've seen it too. It's very good. It's very, very good. Yeah, it's quite slow to start now, but it gets amazing.
A whole tin of USA biscuits is his suggestion.
Ah, jeez, man, stop. Nobody wants to end up in a diabetic coma for watching a bit of telly.
Unbelievable with chocolate digestives. I haven't seen Unbelievable. I've seen the ad for it, but I haven't actually seen it. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
I didn't watch it because I heard the story on a podcast a few years ago and I knew the whole thing. So it's hard, you know what I mean? I find it hard to watch if I know what's going on.
Mick and Mead, he's another one's gone for Schitt's Creek. And again, he said with Mikado's.
Oh,
what is it about
Schitt's
Creek and Mikado's?
We're onto something there. I don't know. I think you might like it, lads.
Right.
I think you might.
Making a Murderer with Jamie Dodgers. Death Tourism, somebody sent in. I don't know what that doesn't have a biscuit association.
Oh, that's, you know what that is? That's a documentary, I think, with this guy from New Zealand. And he goes and travels around the most dangerous tourist areas in the world.
It's starting to sound as though PJ's seen every bloody thing there is to see on Netflix.
It's the benefits of being an antisocial person, Jim.
Yeah. You ever go out, do you?
No! This is what we talk about this every day. Is this a surprise? No, I never go anywhere.
What are
we going to
do with him? Like,
that's okay. If he gets a head start,
he'll have to be the biscuit kind of provider, I suppose.
The biscuit provider, yeah.
Right, how did that happen?
Bodyguard. I think I've seen that one, Bodyguard.
Fantastic.
That's very good, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
And again,
the first episode is one of the best you'll ever see.
With a shortbread finger biscuit, apparently.
Ooh.
And D says, unbelievable with a chocolate Kimberly.
Yeah, me old man used to love them shortbreads. Jeepers, they're unbelievable. It's like hard butter.
Mindhunter's gotten another vote.
I think we've discovered two things I hate this morning: Halloween and shortbread.
You can't hate shortbread.
No one can hate shortbread.
You'll have the entire Scottish nation coming down on you.
I just hate it. I hate it more.
Buttery shortbread.
I hate it. Absolutely, really do. In the little tartan tin and everything.
You're not allowed.
Oh my God.
Now, this is one I know you've seen, PJ. Oh God, look at the time. Somebody better move on. Who's in charge of this blooming show? Glow is very good.
Yeah.
That's the Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling.
Glamorous Ladies. Yeah, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Is that the documentary version or the...
I haven't seen it. I'd say it means the series. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty... Here's one
especially for PJ. Guys, you have to watch Oh Santa Clarita Diet. Sorry, I thought that was going to say Santa Claus.
Look at it, dying to get the Christmas wipes in. Can't get it in quick enough. That's Drew
Biscuits
Barrymore.
And TV, we want your suggestion as to something that we and the rest of the nation can watch with the appropriate biscuit, and we'll have a discussion about it next week, decide whether or not we liked it and whether or not it was a good biscuit and TV combination.
Right, we have a club, lads. We have a club. It's a little biscuity club.
The only club we'd be allowed in. In fact, most often than not, you wouldn't join a club where we were let in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be associated with it.
Well, just as well, isn't it? That's always what you say when you're not allowed in. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to come in anyway.
Hola. On the way, we're going to reveal what our biscuits and TV selection was. Or is it TV and biscuits? No, it's biscuits and TV.
Yeah, that's
selection. We'll reveal it very shortly. Also, of course, breakfast table quiz to come. Great stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. I have a feeling we're going to get a flood of WhatsApps in with people wanting to take part in the breakfast table quiz, because not only is it a cracking prize, fabulous two-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel, glorious country house next to colourful Clonakilty. All of that is fantastic, but the fact is, there's only eight to beat.
That's unbelievable on a Friday. So nine or more, and you're the one that's going to take it away for the whole week. So give us a call, 087-188-0008, to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. You'd be mad not to.
Yeah,
really is there for the taking this
nine
time.
One of the lowest scores ever you could win with,
but we've said it's one with eight before, so here you go. You don't know.
Blondie and the Tide Is High here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 to 9,
biscuits and TV.
That's becoming my favourite jingle ever. Anyway, yeah, Magic Mike is back in studio with us because we're about to reveal our biscuits and TV selection from what is a phenomenal number of WhatsApps that have come in with suggestions of both biscuits and TV, to be fair to you. And obviously there's a huge amount of great shows. A lot of them we've seen between us or whatever. Not that that matters, because we can still do that whole thing again. It doesn't matter if one of us has seen it, that's okay. And the idea is, of course, that we will all look at us, including as many of you as possible.
Yes.
And then next week when we chat about it, we'll let the nation decide.
What a general idea.
We'll have our version of Rotten Tomatoes.
It's our little book club, so it is.
Right, Michael, what should you go for?
Right, so we'll give you a few days as well. Obviously, middle of next week, we'll have a chat about it. And if you want to rock on and watch the rest of the episodes, do what you like. But we do promise to watch the first episode at least. So we have chosen, judging by the hundreds of WhatsApps that came in, for Mindhunter. So that's going to be what we're going to watch.
That actually sounds like something I like.
It's very good. It's very good.
Do you have
good.
Any sort of general vibe on it, Mike?
Have you seen it, Peter? You've seen it,
I have, yeah.
Right, so you're ahead of the game.
I'll do a couple of episodes again, though, to be honest with you.
Okay, so it has like 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8 out of 10 on like IMDb and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, good start.
Catching a criminal often requires the authorities to get inside the villain's mind to figure out how he thinks. That's the job of FBI agents Holden Ford and Bill Tench. So it's one of these get in the minds of...
It's very good. It's about basically lads working on catching serial killers before there was such a thing as a serial killer. Before they had the term the serial killer.
Oh, deadly, okay.
So it's about all of that and them realising what it is and at the same time trying to solve cases. Very good.
That sounds like my kind of TV.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Right, so Mindhunter is our selection. It's on Netflix, is it?
It's on Netflix, yeah. And I'm sure it's other places as well. So go and download it wherever you want to get it. Isn't that
you
right?
Heard him. You heard him. Yeah, yeah. He said it, not us.
I don't mean illegally.
If PJ had been saying it, obviously it would have been illegally. But Magic Mike meant it in an official capacity. Now, the other half of the equation is what biscuit?
Right, and we want you to like tweet us and Instagram us and WhatsApp us your pictures when you're doing this, right? When you're watching Mindhunter.
By the way, we should be getting a kickback from the biscuit companies on this.
Think so, yeah.
We're literally, you know, endorsing a biscuit.
Well, look. Winkety wink, biscuit people. Winkety wink.
We are available to be bought. That's all we're saying.
Obviously, we take votes from the audience on what biscuit it should be. Should you send us free biscuits in, we'll just choose yours. Anyway, so today's biscuit is the chocolate digestive, lads.
Oh, that's what they went for, really?
Well, like, I mean, think they, you know why
the people went for that? Just to have Mike say chocolate biscuit.
Yeah. That's what it was, wasn't it? Yeah. They're just like,
you can have a chocolate
biscuit. I like it. Cricket was a chocolate hibiscus.
Yeah. Right. Right, that's so chocolate digestive.
That's grand. That's all right,
Jay. That'll do for me.
I tend not to lose the run of myself with a digestive. Do you know the way?
Yeah. You can control yourself.
Yeah. Like, if it's Jaffa cakes, you have to eat 100.
The whole packet.
One packet? You're doing well.
Fair point. Right, so that's it. That's the biscuits and TV for this week. It's going to be Mindhunter and chocolate digestives, okay? We'll reconvene here next week.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this.
Next Wednesday it's going
to
be.
Next Wednesday to discuss both Mindhunter and a chocolate digestive.
Which do you prefer, biscuits or serial killers?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So today's today, the day we give away, of course, our big prize, the two-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel, a lovely family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty, ideal to explore West Cork. They're a member of the Historic Hotels of Europe, which is a collection of the very best hotels in Europe, and they've been listed as one of the top 10 four-star hotels in Ireland for the last couple of years. FernhillHouseHotel.com if you want to check it out for yourself. And it's come down to really just 9 correct answers.
9, or sorry, 10.
Speak up.
8, I believe it is. So 9 will take it. 9 will make you the winner and take the whole thing, so they will. So it's going to be Pamela Cummins in Kildare that's going to have a go. How are you, Pamela?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, Pamela. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
Are you a bit nervous?
I am a little tangled.
Don't be nervous.
You'll be grand. You're in safe hands. I'm sure you'll be flying.
It's only us two Egypts here. Actually, sorry, 3 Egypts. I almost let Mike off the hook there.
Mr. Chocolate Hibiscus himself. Yeah. Can't let him off today.
Right, Pamela, look, the good news is this, right? We're going to have put 60 seconds on the clock, okay?
Okay.
Literally just 9 correct answers we need in those 60 seconds. That's very doable. Does that make you feel any better?
No.
No, great. I'm glad I tried that.
Yeah, you did your best.
Anyway, listen, Pamela, the very best of luck, right? You ready to go?
I am, yeah.
All good, PJ?
Yeah, I think so.
Here we go.
Is the game of squash played with a racket, a bat, or a cue?
A racket.
Murrayfield is a Scottish home to which sport?
Rugby.
Yeah, in fashion, what are winkle pickers?
Shoes.
Victoria Beckham was formerly a member of what British girl group?
Spice Girls.
What industry is Sheffield famous for?
Pass.
Steel, which TV cartoon show asked the question, who shot Mr. Burns? In what film did the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion appear?
The Wizard of Oz.
Who was the Roman god of beauty?
Venus.
In the Tet Offensive was an event in what war?
Pass.
Vietnam War. Which 50s caped hero rode a horse called Tornado?
Yarrow.
Yeah, the name of Hulk Hogan is most commonly associated with what sport?
Wrestling.
The Battle of the Somme took place during which war?
Pass.
World War One. Which hit by Oasis begins with the line, today is going to be the day?
Wonderwall?
Yeah, the city of Milwaukee is situated in what U.S. state?
Hawaii?
It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I have a feeling you did okay.
I think
Pamela,
it might be
you
good enough.
Pretty good.
By the way, did you ask the question about Paul McCartney, no?
I didn't, because we did yesterday.
Ah, right, very
so
good.
So I skipped over that
right,
one.
Okay,
so
right. Okay, so this could be it, Pamela. We just need at least 9 correct answers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No way!
Yeah! Yes! Well done, Pamela.
God, Pamela sounded more disbelieving than I.
I know!
My general knowledge is.
Well, I'd say you did really well there, to be honest with you. 10 is, like, 9 would have done it. 10 is more than enough. You have just won yourself 2 fabulous nights staying at Fernhill House Hotel, family-run country house hotel there, next to colourful Clonakilty. Well done you, Pamela.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Now it's a happier Friday, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Are you hiding under a table at work or something?
Is there somebody standing over you, threatening you or something? You sound very nervous. Listen, Pamela, go on. We'll let you go. We'll let you get off the hook there. And Michael, sort out all the business about getting you that stay in the Fernhill House Hotel. Well done.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Congratulations, yes. Pamela. Well done.
Bye. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
I think Pamela was a bit shocked talking to a big celebrity name like yourself. I think she was just a bit overcome.
Would you get
That's what
off.
It was. She's probably there shaking. That's PJ Gallagher.
Fair, she's talking to Mr. Chocolate Hibiscus on the phone. I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.